Hi, friend. My name is Amy Joy, and this is the Make Prayer Beautiful podcast. At the end of season 4 of Malcolm Gladwell's Revisionist History, there is a very interesting episode called The Obscure Virus Club. And in this recital, there is a woman who brings a chicken to a scientist, and she was like, "This chicken is sick in a weird way." And the chicken had a tumor, and so the scientist took the tumor and did something like blended it up in a blender and then injected it into another chicken, and then it caused the same kind of tumor in the other chicken. And I didn't understand any of the backstory of why anybody would think that this was a good thing to do. I mean, it sounded pretty random and obscure, but in any case, it demonstrated that there was this sort of cancerous tumor that was somehow contagious on some level. But nobody really wanted to deal with this, except for two scientists who decided, no, we are going to track this down. This is so weird. We want to know more about this. And it went against the sort of overarching biological framework of the day, to the point where the Nobel Prize winner, I think who discovered DNA, I think it was Crick, wrote to them and he was kind of like, "You guys are ridiculous. Stop." But they ignored the Nobel Prize laureate and continued on with their work. And like year after year, they would try to present papers at the academic conferences and they would be laughed at. And I mean, just they were persistent in the face of a lot of opposition. And then one day, basically simultaneously, both men discovered what they were looking for. And so they did it independently. They kind of reached out on the same day and it was like, "Oh my goodness, you did it. You did too." So they had found the same thing, approaching it through different means. And so it turned out that what they had discovered was a retrovirus. And around that time, the next generation came in and it was like, "Okay, I want to know more about this as well." And so you have these two scientists who they now could locate retroviruses. It took like 2 minutes once you knew what you were looking for, but it took a really long time when you didn't, like years and years, because you also didn't know if it was even possible. And so this younger generation, he was like, "All right, I'm going to look for retroviruses too. This is just too weird." And so they were finding retroviruses in, obviously, chickens, and they found them in cats, and they found them in various other species, but they couldn't find them in people. And so for a while, they thought, well, is it possible that humans are simply immune to this form of virus? Which, you know, wouldn't that be nice if we were? But then at some point, they started to find retroviruses in people. And they realized, okay, this passes from mother to child. Here's somebody who had sexual relations with somebody in a country that is known for retroviruses. Okay, so it passes sexually. Like, they started to get a picture of how these things might be contagious. And so this is where it gets so mind-bending to me. Whew. So a year later, after they discovered this in humans, young men started to die with a mysterious new illness. This would have been right around 1980. And so this was, of course, the AIDS virus. And those who are old enough maybe would remember the kind of rhetoric that was being tossed around like, this is their punishment for being sinful. And I'm not saying that there are not consequences for behavior, that, like, I'm not saying that, but I think the way that the church responded was certainly not from a place of love and compassion. And what I find fascinating and what made me cry actually for a couple of days after hearing this episode was that the scientists who had just the year before discovered retroviruses said, "Oh, we know what this is. This is a retrovirus because it's passed from mother to child. It's passed through sexual transmission. We can figure this out." And so I don't know that they really discovered a cure, but they discovered a treatment, an effective treatment. And they did it so quickly. I mean, you think if they had to first discover retroviruses and then discover how to treat retroviruses, I mean, that would have been so long. So one of the interviewees on Malcolm's podcast said something like, if this had struck 10 years earlier, if it had even struck 5 years earlier, it would have been an absolute disaster because there would have been no framework, no groundwork. And yet the fact that it struck when it did, it allowed the treatments to be deployed. And so when I hear something like that, I just think, Lord, you have so much compassion on this broken, hurting world. You had compassion enough to encourage persistent, stalwart men to continue in the face of opposition from everyone from Nobel laureates all the way down to say, no, we're just going to figure this out. It's a mystery and we like mysteries. And you've encouraged a younger generation to jump in as well to say, okay, can I find it in humans? And then you allowed the timing to be such that although there was a tremendous amount of human suffering, of course, that the treatment was not long delayed. And so, Lord, I think about your compassion on even those who are not walking with you. And I really just can do nothing but say thank you. It's amazing. And Lord, I think about how some years ago when I was in Madison and it was Gay Pride Week and the flags were flying and I was so disturbed by all of the rainbows everywhere that were in some ways like a mockery to the true God. And I felt like you said, but don't you see, they are proclaiming my long suffering over their lives. That I am a long suffering God. Like that's part of my name. And so, Lord, for the places where we are crying out on behalf of our culture, on behalf of family members, on behalf of those who don't know you or perhaps who do know you and are ashamed of their own inclinations, Lord, it's such a challenging direction that our culture is heading in, but it's also, I just want to say thank you for the way that you have solutions and for the way that even when we think about AIDS, that you had solutions already in play for decades before the AIDS virus showed up. And so we thank you that you are a God who goes into our future to shield us from the mistakes of our past, that you do that for us, just like you did that in 1980 and ever since. We thank you and we praise you. Amen.